Now, wouldn't you like to have a nice, light, short sermon this morning? Well, I can give you part of that. It's short. It's short. Only a couple of verses of scripture this morning. It's short. But I can't come through on the light part. See, in the text that Lil just read to you, the one set before us today, Jesus again lays out an operative principle which should guide our lives. Now, for the record, because I haven't done this before, let me just define for you what an operative principle is. Last week, Jesus gave us an operative principle. Love your enemies. This is a principle laid out in the scripture, often from the very mouth of our Lord. And an operative principle, number one, tells us how to order our lives. See, Jesus is not messing with our minds here. He's not laying down guiding principles, which if followed, might be good. What he's doing is laying down guiding principles, which, if followed, will help us live life better. Anybody need help with that? See? He means for us to follow the principle he is giving for our own sakes. Got it? It's not for his good. It doesn't do God some favor. It's for each one of us, it's for you. So a guiding principle, first of all, tells us how to order our lives. But secondly, an operative principle is very specific. Now, I got to tell you, years ago I didn't notice this. Okay, recently, it's been overwhelming me. In the giving of the principle, the guiding operative principle, Jesus defines exactly what he means by it. And then he tells us exactly what we need to do in order to follow the principle. Now, if he didn't tell us exactly what he meant, we could say, well, gee, he wasn't really clear. Unfortunately, he didn't really clear. If he didn't tell us how to do it, we could say, well, he really didn't explain what he expected. But he does. So if it doesn't happen, if we don't, like, get it right, we can't blame Jesus. So number one, you guys aren't playing with me today. Number one, it tells us how to order our lives. Number two, it's very specific. And number three, an operative principle always issues in certain behaviors. The expectation is that you will reorder the way you do what you do in order to live according to the principle. Following the principle is not simply philosophical. It's not something you sit there and think about. Following the principle is something you do. It issues in changed behavior. And catch this one now, because I get so tired of this. Not in the changed behavior of other people, but in the changed behavior of you. Okay? I just love it when people come into my office and say, you know, I'm really so upset with so-and-so, because they just won't follow the biblical principles. We'll get there in a minute. Number four. An operative principle always brings blessing if you keep it. If you reorder your life in order to live out the principle, it will bring you good in some tangible, functional, and obvious ways. And it will make you a blessing to other people. Now, in last week's sermon, We dealt with all that stuff related to the operative principle, love your enemies. Now, in case you missed that one, you can go to the website. Okay, I don't know what tab they hook on, probably sermons. Okay, you hit that little button that says sermons, and then you can pick out last week's sermon. You can tell I did this a lot, right? And it, I have them in written form. Okay, you can go check it out and find out all the specific things about the simple guiding principle, love your enemies. You can do that, okay? The new operative principle, the one that Jesus gives us today, puts it directly before us, is this. You ready? Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Now, I checked out the word. Okay, you knew I would do that, right? I went to my lexicons and I searched out the Greek word behind the English word merciful. And you know what I learned? It means to be full of compassion. The principle which Jesus is laying out is to strive to be compassionate towards other people, in the same way that God, our Heavenly Father, is compassionate to us. And then, having set the principle, be merciful as God is merciful before us, Jesus tells us exactly how to accomplish it. You ready? Here we go. To be merciful, number one, do not judge. Now, our culture today is so mixed up on this point. You got to listen to me really carefully here. We live in a culture where people want us to believe that every behavior, everything that comes down the pike, is to be accepted, tolerated, and appreciated. Okay? We're just not supposed to judge. What I want you to know is that Jesus never taught us that every behavior was acceptable in God's sight. In fact, all of the Bible teaches that there is a difference between right and wrong. We are admonished to know the difference between what is right, what pleases God, and what is wrong, what does not please God. The Bible outlines for us what pleases God and what doesn't please God. Please do not leave here with any other concept in your mind, but that the Bible as a whole sets the guideline for us. We may not like it. We may wish it was different. We may want to say, well, if they had only known what we had known, those biblical writers wouldn't have written what they wrote. But if you say that, you destroy the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Bible no longer has authority. The Bible is our moral guide. It is set before us so that we may know the difference between right and wrong. And we are expected to know that difference as God's children and to willingly choose to do what is right. We are expected to do that. But we are not expected to judge others because they do not comply with our definition of what is right or wrong. We cannot condone wrong, harmful, and ungodly behaviors. But we do not judge people as unfit on the basis of those behaviors. The behavior is unfit. The person is God's dear child. Now, here's what happens. Somebody does something, we see them do it, and then we say, how could they do that and call themselves a Christian? You've never had that haughty attitude. I just did. I know you. I just saw it somewhere on television or something. But you know what? Go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. And you know what's standing before you? A sinner who has been saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. And if you think that you have not done wrong, think again. And if you think you're not going to do wrong again, think again. Because even knowing the difference between right and wrong, we will not always choose to go the way God wants us to go. Will we? So when you look at those sinners out there who are doing all kinds of evil, horrible stuff, you can condemn what they're doing as wrong because the scripture says it's wrong. But you can't judge them. Because in truth, they are no different than are we. So if you want to be merciful, the first thing you have to do is not judge. And then the second thing you have to do is not condemn. Now, we get all mixed up. I did it just a minute ago, and I wanted to go, blew my sermon. But we don't want to mix the words condemn and judge and condemn. We use them interchangeably because they're not the same. There is a slight difference in the shade of meaning in the Greek text. To judge means to draw a conclusion about something. It means, in the case being to conclude that so-and-so is a bad person because they have done such and such. The Bible teaches that you don't draw those kind of conclusions. You don't conclude that people are bad on the basis of their behavior. Okay? Okay? That's judging. Condemning means that you pass sentence on them, on the persons you have judged. It means you conclude that such a person is so bad they should go to hell. Never said that, did you? Mm-hmm. Never thought in your mind, I wish they'd go to hell. That's condemning. Mm-hmm. It's passing judging on a person because of the behavior that they have done. It's wanting them to be punished in some way for the thing they have done to you or to somebody else. The problem is that for us, judging and condemning often are like this. They follow right on top of each other with such speed that we do one and the other happens before we even thought about what we were doing. Once we have determined that so-and-so is bad because of what they have done, we are real quick to decide the punishment they need to, aren't we? Mm-hmm. We judge and we condemn in the same breath. And Jesus says, if you want to be merciful, you can't do either. And then I love it when he turns from the what you can't do to the what you ought to do. You love that about Jesus. It's often harder to do what he says you should do than it is not to do what he tells you not to do. But we often get hung up on the don'ts because it's easier to get hung up there than just think about the shoulds. You with me? So he says, if you want to be merciful, you should, ready? Forgive. The word means to grant an offender pardon. They deserve it. They should go to hell for what they've done. Mm-hmm. They should be hurt and punished. It's settled. Court's out. They're guilty. But to forgive means you write out the pardon and you put your name on it and you say, no punishment required. I forgive. Ready? It's what we've been singing about all morning. It's why I chose the songs. Because it is exactly what Jesus Christ did for you when he came to earth and went to Calvary's cross to pay your debt and set you free. Remember when he hung on the cross? Father, forgive. Now I'm going to tell you something about forgiveness. Number one, it is not easy. You think it was easy for God to watch them drive nails through the hands of his only begotten son and hang him on a cross? Do you think it was easy for God to let Jesus hang there and die for us? Could you do it with your child? Forgiveness is not easy. It hurts. And it costs deeply. But God says we are to forgive. And then he says, if you want to be merciful, you will give. Now, I wish there was something really complicated about this. I checked it out in my Greek text. You know what give means? To give. Even to the one who has done you wrong. Did you do God wrong? Ever? And does he give to you or what? See, you want to be merciful as he is merciful. So what you want to do is what he does. And what he does is give. Yeah. I'm going to give them something. Think again. It ain't going to work anyway. If I give them something, it won't change them. That's not the point, is it? Jesus says, give. Because it is the way God shows mercy. Now Jesus says, remember I said the guiding principle always brings you good? Jesus said that if you do these things, number one, you yourself will not be judged by God when you do wrong. You're going to do it. Okay? It is a given. You need to know that when you stand before the Heavenly Father, he's not going to judge you according to what you did, because if he does, you am lost. No hope. He says that if you do not condemn others, you yourself will not be condemned. No punishment, despite the fact that you've done things wrong. He says that if you forgive, you will be forgiven by your Father who is in heaven. And can I tell you something? If you're a forgiving person, other people will forgive you too. And then he says, if you give, God your Father will give you an overwhelming blessing. If you give to others, God will turn it back to you by pouring out blessing which you cannot imagine, nor can you contain it. When he talks about pressing it down and shaking it in, he's talking about filling your basket up more than full. Now, here's what I know about God when it comes to giving. You ready for this? He may not make you rich the way you think he ought to make you rich. He may not give you everything that you want. He may make you wait to get it. For whatever reason, I do not know. But in time, the blessing of God will come. If you give, God will give too. But if you don't want to do these things, it's okay. In the end, you'll get judged. In the end, you'll be condemned. In the end, you will discover that God is holding the grudge you held against them against you. The scripture says it. And forget the blessing. You'll just be struggling under that heavy weight you have chosen to carry. Better maybe to decide to be merciful.